The best possible thing that could happen in your life or mine is for the will of God to be done in its fullest detail. What is the meaning of trouble in the life of the Christian? How is it possible for a person who is beset by difficulties to find treasures in those troubles? How can we deal successfully with the suffering circumstances in our lives? I'm suggesting to you from Holy Scripture some principles that will help you to find treasures in troubles. The first principle is, be assured that God has not forsaken you in your trials. The second principle, overcome any bitterness or rebellion by unswerving trust in the goodness of God. And now the third principle, find peace of mind through resignation to the will of God. Now, such a principle as finding peace of mind through resignation to the will of God does not suggest the idea of fatality. It does not say, I am the victim of circumstances, I am under the control of powers beyond my capacity to contest, there's nothing I can do but to bow down under it like a whipped dog bowing down before its master. Oh, absolutely not. You see, we are dealing with a heavenly Father. We're dealing with a God who is filled with goodness and mercy. And though we may not understand, we can be absolutely sure that whatever it is God is doing in our lives, whatever circumstances there are that may be coming into our lives, that God is in control of it and will work it out to His glory and to our good. Therefore, not attempting to understand, not demanding understanding, we can with joy turn our hearts to God in consolation and find peace through resignation to the will of God. Now consider these guidelines on finding peace through resignation. First, the will of God should be sought and desired. Jesus taught us to pray in the model prayer, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now for the will of God to be done in heaven is the greatest possible thing that could happen. In fact, the angels delight to do the will of God, and it is done in heaven immediately, joyously, with glad anticipation of its consequences. And Jesus says, when the will of God is done in earth as it is done in heaven, the same glad consequences and blessings will follow upon that will. Therefore, instead of rebelling against circumstances, seek rather and desire for the will of God to be done. And if the will of God at this particular moment, at this state in your spiritual growth, should be that you would suffer in some area, then rejoice in the will of God. Understand the second principle. The will of God is not always pleasant to the flesh. I remember Jesus, the Son of God here on earth in human flesh, who lived in perfect conformity to the will of God at all times, crying out in prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Matthew 26:39, O my Father, he prayed, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. You see, the prospect of the cross, and the prospect of death, and the prospect of bearing the sins of men was difficult even for the only begotten Son of the Father. And in his prayer, three times in Gethsemane, he cried to the Father that if there be the possibility that that circumstance would not come, then let it pass. But he always concluded, however, it is not what I want, but what you want. I am willing for your will to be done. Now, if it seems to you the circumstances of your life, even if they're in the will of God, are not pleasant at this moment, that is not unusual. The will of God oftentimes is not pleasant to the flesh. Now here is the third principle. The will of God is always best in its outcome. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2 looks back to the Lord Jesus enduring that difficulty of the cross. And even though before he went to Calvary, he prayed, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. However, not my will but thine be done. When it is all over, he looks back. And Hebrews 12:2 recounts, Let us look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Even if the will of God for you leads through difficulties, through sufferings, through troubles at this present moment, on the other side of the difficulty and the trouble, you will find great treasure. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, speak of the lowliness of the Lord Jesus as he came in human flesh, of his suffering here, and then of his exaltation which followed. Listen to the reading. Let this man be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now that very experience of which Jesus cried in Gethsemane, Father, if it is possible, let it pass, that very experience became for him an occasion of glory. And God on the other side of that experience exalted him so highly that at the mention of his name, every knee in all of creation, material and spiritual, every knee shall bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You see, the best possible thing that could happen in your life or mine is for the will of God to be done in its fullest detail. We can say in the words of the hymn, Take me, O Lord, I now can see thy precious will is best for me. Just as I am, though weak and small, I yield my life, my all. Just as I am, oh, take me, bend me, O Lord, and break me. Mold me, O Lord, and make me after thy will divine. A fourth guideline, the will of God should be followed with calm assurance. Isaiah 30, verse 15, For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, In returning and rest ye shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. There you have it. It is in resting in God, in turning to God, in being quiet before God, in confidence before God, there is where the strength lies. This principle is expressed a little differently, but it is the same principle in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Why give thanks? How give thanks? In everything? Very simply, because we know that when the will of God is done, it is the best possible thing that could happen. And so we follow the will of God with calm assurance. The fifth principle, place your emphasis on spiritual values, not on carnal preferences. Because to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, Romans 8:6. So, if you are in the midst of trouble today, find peace through resignation to the will of God, understanding the will of God should be sought and desired. The will of God will not always be pleasant to the flesh, but the will of God is always best in its outcome. The will of God must be followed with calm assurance as you place your emphasis on spiritual values, not carnal preferences, and that is the way you will find treasures in troubles.